Bird flu has been found in a flock of turkeys in County Carlow, the first finding on a farm here in over 2 years. The contagious virus, which is very dangerous for birds and sometimes infects other animals, has also been found in more than 40 wild birds here this year. An exclusion zone of 3 kilometres has been put in place around the farm. We'll talk to the state's chief vet later in the programme. Let's talk now to Nigel Sweetnam. He's National Chair of the Poultry Committee of the Irish Farmers Association. Nigel Sweetnam, good morning. Thanks for taking our call.
You're very welcome.
What's your understanding of what's happened and happening in County Carlow?
What's happened in County Carlow is that domestic birds have become infected by wild fowl. The whole pattern of bird flu is changing. As you know, it's a mutating disease, and every year presents in a new form and new challenges. The challenges around this year has arrived probably a month earlier than normal, and in different geographical locations. We've 2 outbreaks in Cork where we haven't seen it very much before. So it's all together very, very worrying, and particularly for the farmer involved. It's his livelihood.
Have all the birds had to be killed there?
It's in process, yeah.
What's an exclusion zone, Nigel? What happens there?
An area around the farm where birds have to be permitted in and out, checked by a vet before they're allowed to move, and the general tightening of security around the whole area.
So how do farmers know if there's bird flu on their farm, and what do they do if they discover it?
First thing you'll notice is high mortality. Birds become lethargic, and the first thing you should do is ring your own veterinary surgeon, and he will direct you whether it's another issue or whether it is bird flu, and straight on to the Department of Agriculture, because even for people finding dead birds on the ground, it's vitally important that these are reported to the vets so that we can keep a trace of where the disease is and what it's at.
You want a housing order. What does that mean? How would it work?
Similar to COVID, we all stayed at home when COVID struck in 2020. The housing order compels free-range farmers to keep their birds indoors and to restrict movements onto site, which is very important also, that it keeps unnecessary visits out of farms.
Do all poultry farms have the ability, the capacity to keep their birds indoors? Won't some bird sheds become very overcrowded?
No, because that's the point I've been making. Over the last 5 years, because bird flu is becoming such an issue, we have enhanced housing for birds. We've reduced stocking rates. We have the facilities now to keep birds indoors. And it's basically avoiding trouble, you know, staying indoors.
Nigel Sweetnam, thank you very much for talking to us. Nigel is National Chair of the Poultry Committee of the IFA. We'll talk to the Chief Vet later in the programme. It's 8:15.